We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top, in the middle of a line, Varei Mita. So now we're going to go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rehuda says, you're allowed to sleep under a bed in the Sukkah. So we're assuming why, because the bed is not an oil. So the question is why? So why would it not be an oil? So first of all, a bed is made B'day Adam, so that can't be the Heter. So we thought the Heter was like this. Since it's a very flimsy oil, it's not called a real oil. So, dear Zaria, a bed is not a real oil. It's not a real tent. So we thought that that's why Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sleep under it. And the Gemara's kash is that if we said that when you have kama agroifim, that counteracts the problem of a shvach oil. For example, of oil b'day Adam, b'day Shemayim, that's not a good oil. Oil b'day Shemayim is not a good oil. What kama agroifim helps. So here also, kama agroifim, if it's very big, should help. Very mito, the eshba kama agroifim. Say, by the way, the Gemara Kasha, I'm speaking at the Aruch Hanan, Pnei Yeshua, much with the Kasha, what's the Dimyan? Because here it's the Adam, I'm giving you the answer. The answer is that, but here it's a Shvacha oil, so just like Kama Greif can help for oil, but they Shemayim, it should help for this Mita as well. Vare Mita, the Yeshua Kama Greifim, that it's very big. We slept under the bed, and they didn't say anything. So Rehuda brings a Raya, you'll sleep under that bed. So what will the chayr? Why? Even if it's a shvach oil, it's a flimsy oil. But the ma'aseh says it's kama groifin, it should be awesome. So my answer is shani mita hoil v'legaba asuyim. That mita is different since it's made to sleep on top of it. It's not made to protect under it. So that's why it's not. It's a very weak oil. It's a very weak oil. It's a weak tent, and it's not going to make a problem sleeping under it because it's not made to be protected for under it. It's not made as an oil. Not made as a tent.
What about a bunk bed?
Frank the Gemara shvarim nami legabon asuyin. Shvarim also is made legabon for on top of it. It's also made for on top of it. So why there is it called oil? It's also not made for under it. So ki also Rav and Rav Loza shani shvarim hoil meginim al aroyim bechama pnei achama. Says no, shvarim has a use for under it because the shepherds, when they want to protect, take a little nap and they don't want to get too sunny, they go under the ox and it's very shady over there. And if it's raining also, they go under the ox and that's it protects them from the rain. Freyti Gemara yachi mita nami hoil megina al menolim. It also protects you for your shoes, the sandalim, the things that are under it. And Rashi speaks out, why do we pick the manolim and sandalim? Because the Gemara says about Basra that only if you have shoes under it. But you shouldn't keep other things under it. Obviously not food. And even other things is, because if, let's say you keep, you know, let's say it wouldn't be a problem of Ruach Ra, but you kept the groceries there, then people, go bring me the sugar. You go to the guy's bedroom. It's not covered, it's not sneers for people to go into your bedroom the whole day. And therefore, Talmud Chacham only keeps his shoes under his bed. So, upon him, it says that you keep your shoes under it, so it's not worse than a shar, that an axe. So the question is, what's the difference in a mita and a shar? We're saying a mita because it's made like gabam, a shar also. And Tari says, you can use it under it, use the mita also under it. He says, the whole oil, the whole stomach of and the rib cage with the skin is made to protect what's under it. What's under it? The insides. It's stomach. Shanem, it says in the pasuk, this pasuk is talking about a person, it's a pasuk in Eiv, or ubasa talbi sheni, uvat, so it says, it's almost beginning to say cheni, which means lashon schach. You see that your bones and your ribs, everything that's made as schach. So you see that's made to protect your stomach as an oil. Taisus speaks out. Tav Taisus, even though it's possible by Adam, kol shekein behema shekreisel amata kein oil. For sure, a person it's not really oil. It's more oil by behema. So kol shekein there, it's to be called the oil. Agapanim, the first Gemara's Taisus is that the chilek is our mishnah talking about oil, just shvach oil. It's made legabon. And therefore, it's not good. Shar is made also tachtov because it's made to protect the stomach. That's what it's for. Protect the insides. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is the more famous teretz. The Bayi Seima, Rabbi Yehuda L'Tameh. It's Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasai. The Amah Sukkah Diris Kvar Binon. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that Sukkah needs a Diris Kvar. V'havelei Mita Diris Arei. And Mita is only Diris Arei. Oil arai is not mevatel oil kva. Oil Ara is not Mevato Oil Kva. So what you see from this Gemara is that Yehuda needs a Diris Kva, and he says that the Oil Ara is not Mevatlet. So already on Tosis on the Zion of Abayz, he brings down this Gemara, and he says, where do you see, all you see in the Rav Yehuda L'Tameh, what do you see in the first Mishnah, Mishnah Sukkah, is Yehuda allows a Sukkah more than 20 Amos. What do you see in Nida Diris Kva? So the Tosis Rosh answers that Pirish, I'll read his lashon. The kiven the yochel lasis sukkah diras kva. Is he allowed to make a sukkah diras kva 20 amos high? Im ken kol diras sukkah mikri kva. Hilkach lo yosir el arav vetel kva. We're saying Tosis Rosh dav zayin on base. Tosis Rosh asks the kashon zayin on base also that the teretz is that Yehuda holds since it's allowed to make a diras kva, so all sukkahs are considered a diras kva. And therefore, it's stronger than any oil ara that you're doing there. So the Mehuda is saying like this: you put an oil ara into a diras kva like a sukkah, it won't make any problems. Freite Gemara, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is also of the opinion that you need a diras kva. Like the Gemara says, Zayin Abay is eight different tanoim hold diras kva. One of them is Rav Shimon, who holds that you need diras kva. So l'chayra, by fear him, it should come out that you shouldn't be able to, that you should be able to sleep on that bed because you also need a kvar. Rav Shimon, Dominam Sukkah Diras Kvar Binon, Va'osi Ail Ara Vata El Kvar. You see in our Mishnah that Oil Ara is a Vata El Kvar. If you sleep under the Mita, it's no good. Like we see in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon brings a Rai from the Maisa with Tevi. So to Gemara, Echanam Vahab Plig Yes Machlaikis. They both only need Diras Kvar, and they both hold this is the Oil Ara. The Chalikas is like this. Bob Pligi, Marasa Va Osa Oil Ara and Vata El Kvar. One of them holds the Oil Ara comes Vata El Kvar. That's Rav Shimon Shita. Or Marasa Va, who holds the Osa Oil Ara and Vata El Kvar. Oil Ara does not come in Vata Oil Kvar. So like upon him, we pass like the Rabban anyway, now sleep on the Amita, but even Fear of Yehuda, the reason is, two reasons. Either maybe Pshat is because it's made Ligabba, and therefore it's not called the oil, it's made to sleep on top of it, or because it's oil aray, but le'osi oil aray, umavatal oil kva. And even sleeping under a bunk bed is the same thing. The bunk bed is made for the top, not made to protect you from under it. So it's the same thing. I don't know why a bunk bed would be any different. The bed on top is made to sleep on top of it, not to protect the thing on the bottom. Zok to Gemara Vayta, Om Rav Shimon. Say the Mishnah, Rav Shimon brings down a Maisa with Tevi Avda. That what happened? That Rav Gamil, Rav Gamil's Eved name was Tevi, and he was sleeping under the bed. And when Zakenim walked in, he said, look at Tevi, my big Talmud Chacham Tevi. He knows Avadim apart from a sukkah, and sleeping under the bed. And the Gemara says, Lafi Darkenu, we learn from this discussion that sleeping on the bed is no good. Om Rav Shimon, Tevi Avda. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon, Mesichosoy Shor Rav Gamil, from the words, from the shmoozing of Rav Gamil, Lamanu Shnei Dvon. We learn how two halachas. Lamanu Shavodim Turim in Asukah. Number one, we learn is the Avodim apart from Asukah. Alts Mitzvah Saseh Shor Zman Grama. And number two, Lamanu Shayoshon Tachas Amito Leyotu De Chavasa. Einat Yotze. Now, first of all, what's the Chiddush that a Eved's part of a Masukah? Obviously, it's Mitzvah Shagroma. The big Chiddush over the part of Masukah. So look at second Tyson on top. He has the Kasha. Avakav, the Mitzvah says about Groma. Itzuch La Shmino. We have to tell us, Loi Tema Chayav Mishun Lechsev Teishu Kein Tiduru. Maybe the Bahavimina, that's Teishu Kein Tiduru. Just like when you sleep, when you're in your house, who's with you? You have Avodim. So maybe in your Sukkah, you have Avodim come with you. They're Chayav in Sukkah also. Kamash Mavanat. So number one is Avodim Turim in a Sukkah. Number two is, what?
You
see the same introduction? Yeah. The Gemara says a pasuk that you're part from sukkah. The Gemara says, Kasha, what's the chiddush? It's Mitzvah Shagroma. Grama. So Gemara answers, because you would think of Teshu Kein Tiduru. That's the Gemara says. Oma Baya Loilam Sukkah. Mitzvah Teshu Kein Tiduru. Ma Dira Ishva Ishtoi. I'm reading Gemara Chav Chesam Beis. Ma Dira Ishva Ishtoi. Av Sukkah Ishva Ishtoi. Kamashlo. No. This is Chahab Minyah. I'm saying that Chahab Minyah. But most that's the chiddush. And number two chiddush learned is manus yoshin tachas amit lo yotze dechavasa. The second chiddush is that sleeping under the sukkah lo yotze dechavasa. So that is what you see from Rav Shimon. Misichas is from Rav Gamliel. Rav Shimon says you see learn two halachas from the talking Rav Gamliel. Lelema medvara. Why does she misichas say medvara from Rav Gamliel? So Rav Gamliel says I've worked kamash law and teaches us another chiddush. Go on. Okay, how do Rav Acha bar Adav Amri law? Omer Rav Acha bar. Even the shmuzerai of a Talmud Chacham, you have to learn it. You have to learn it up. Shenema va'aleu la'ibal. Even small, light leaf. Aleu means a leaf. Even a leaf. Don't throw away. A leaf of a Talmud Chacham, you have to learn up and do it. And therefore here, just from the shmuzing of a Gemara, we learn two halachas. That's how you see. That's what you use Lashon Mesichas. They teach us this halacha. Even the shmuzing, you have to learn up. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Next Mishnah is very famous halachas come out of the next Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Hasoymech sukasay bekari hamita. Kshera. That means you have here a bed, and the bed has these poles sticking out of all four corners, usually made to hold a canopy. But here at sukkahs, you're not going to use a canopy, so you put tzchach on top of it, and now you have yourself a sukkah. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino yechoy lamach ne'atzma psula. If the tzchach cannot stand by itself, and it's only standing on the mita, only being held up by the bed, it's possible. And it's a big shayla in the Rishayim if Yehuda is arguing on someone, or this is l'kuli yama. It just, he's explaining the Tanakhama. It says, so is he arguing or does he agree? It's a big one. The Rosh seems like he learns that it's just mefarish, the Tanakhama. That the only time it's kosher to put the sukkah on the Kari Mita is if the Kari Mita is self-standing, not part of the Mita. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it not kosher if it's sitting on the bed? If it's attached to the bed? If it's being soymich on the bed? If you mimed it on the bed, it's no good. Why not? What's wrong, Rabbi Yehuda? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Pligi bar abzeir rab abba, ba mamu. Chad oma abeshon lekeba. One man the Yom HaHed says, because it's not kavua. Like Rashi says, since you can move the bed, so the whole sukkah moves, that's not called kavua. And Zok Rashi, very important. Rabbi Yehuda letamei, dama sukkah diras kva binan. And Yehuda l'shitasa, it holds sukkah diras kva binan. That's what Rashi says. We'll come out, we wouldn't pass like that, because we don't pass like Yehuda diras kva. But on that day, the Ran, Tosfos, they all argue and say, this is not because of Rabbi Yehuda, this is the kuli yama, because ein lekva, something that you can just move around, is a kuli yama, not a good sukkah. It's worse than Diras Dara.
These trucks, they have
good sukkah. So he asked a good, so since he asked the truck, you know, very good question. One of Tosfos' question is, that the whole shayla about a sukkah on top of a golo, on top of a svina. And the whole shayla is if it blows down by the wind. But now it's kosher. Frek Tosfos, Frek the Ran, what do you mean? It's metal teles. And for the Ran, Amar de Gitaris. The Ran says that there, the sukkah itself is very solid. It's the thing under that's moving, the floor that's moving. That's not called metal teles. If the sukkah itself is metal teles, that's no good. But if the sukkah is very solid, just the thing under it, the sphina is moving, that's fine. Or the truck is moving, that's fine.
And the bed?
What? The bed, the whole bed moves. The floor is solid. It's the bed that moves. Yeah. It's the bed that moves. The sukkah that moves. That's why it's worse over here. But that's the answer Rashi, had why Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't argue there. Because if Akash, let Rabbi Yehuda argue on that halacha also. It seems like Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that halacha. Teretz is because there the floor is solid. There the sukkah is solid, the floor is moving. But upon him, the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is what? What?
Pop-up sukkahs would be a problem.
Why? Because it could blow over? It's not a problem. That's not one of the problems that with the sukkahs that it could blow over. It can't stand Baruch Matsuya. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. No, it's not really. It's not something you move around. The beds move around. It's not made to move around. So, so one pshat is because ain't like kva. Because it's not like Rashi's learning because it's not a deer's kva because I can move it. And the Tosfos learns because it's very movable, so it's nothing. The Charama Abish Amida B'Dava Mekabel Toma. The other man says, no, you know why you can't put tzchach into it? Because Maimid B'Dava Mekabel Toma. Now, what's wrong with that? So Zok Rashi, Va'afa Pishol Yomano Psul El Asachich, the only problem was tzchach Mekabel Toma. Walls like Mekabel Toma. So what's wrong with having the walls or the beams that are holding it up? What's wrong with that being? What's wrong with that being Mekabel Toma? So he says, Rashi, Hoyel V'Ikris Yishchach Eilum Amidim. Since this is the thing that holds up the schach, have keilu sichach b'dov mekabel toma. It's keilu you did a mesachach b'dov mekabel toma. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi learns the psul ma'im is deraisa. It's keilu as ma'im b'dov mekabel toma. The Ran, on the other hand, argues on this. The Ran says that's not deraisa. The Ran says it's a gzeira that if I hold it up with dov mekabel toma, I might use the schach. Also, the Rabbans like the Ran, Shemad Yoim Ruze Oimed Vezem Maimid. This is Schach and this is holding it up. Kishem Shirol Ahamed Kach Masach Moy, use of a Schach. So it's a Machlokes, what's the reason for Maimid? Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanon? But it's a Machlokes tomorrow if we even hold a Maimid. So Maibanai, what's the difference of two reasons? Kagoin, Shinoat Shpudim Shel Barzel, Vesichich Aleim. The Nafmil Beis, let's say you have metal beams in the ground that hold up the Schach. Lamadon Vishal and Kva, Hareyash Kva, it's very Kavua. The Mandel all says that it's Maimid, Dovah Kavatoma. This is Maimid, Dovah Kavatoma. It's not kosher. So Nafkmina, if you hold Maimid, not Maimid, or it says Ein Lekva, Nafkmina is Sichich be Shmudim Shal Barzel. Oma Abaya, Loi Shonu Ela Somach. This whole shail is only if you were Soimich on the bed. Which means that you didn't put the schach on the pillars of the mita, you put on separate pillars. That is kosher. My timer. It's not on the mita, so it's not movable. You're not being mimited on the bed. You're mimited on separate pillars. It means if you make a separate canopy around the bed and hold up the schach, that's fine. Because it's not movable and it's not makavatoma. And really, the Chareinim already asked, that's really the first of Mishnah. The Mishnah said, but if it could stand, it's kosher. Al-Kaponim, that's the sugi over here. Now, it comes out, Lamaisa, how are we paskin? Is there a problem with Maimon or not? It's not so posh. Posh is the Mechaber. Seems like he doesn't paskin as a din Maimon, definitely not the Raisa. But Lamaisa, we're Machmer, that we're not Maimon, V'dov V'kal V'tumah, that's a Lach Lamaisa. Now, the other day, Rabbi Yosef had a kasha. We had a Gemara before on Daf Chesam Beis, I think it is, or maybe on Yizayin Beis. The Gemara says, okay, so you put a shesi ve'eriv. You had these shpudim shel barzel, and you put the kosher eschach the opposite direction. It was actually on Taf Hasvav Amar Beis. On Taf Hasvav Amar Beis, it says you put it the kosher eschach one direction and the shpudim the other direction. And Rabbi Yosef asked, "I what am I to mind it?" So I threw away the question then. But the answer is like this. The common style of the answers over there that we're going to quote the Maimon was a whole of Maimon. Not having a whole of Maimon. And there's two Pshat and Marab. Zeir and Rabab and Mamal. That's a possible we have Maimon. That's one Tarot. Two Amarayim. It's a Pachalik Amarayim if you have Maimon. There's other Tarot the Magavram says, I'll be the Ran. The Ran says the whole Zeir is, you might come to Mesachik with that. Here, since you're putting it the other direction, everyone will realize that you're not using that Peschach. And you won't use that Peschach, and therefore there won't be the Isidur Rabbanon there of Maimon. Like upon him, we pass him here, we pass him that you should not put up Schach with holding it up, a Dovah Kavatoma. But we use these beams, even though it's leaning a little bit on your sukkah, a lot of times your sukkah is a fiberglass sukkah, which is not a Gedula Karka, it's a metal, whatever it is. You don't have to worry about it, since the Iker is being held up by your beams, therefore it's fine, it's not called a Maimon if it's sitting a little bit on your sukkah. Since it's being held up by the beams, so that's why it's fine.